Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and we're going to continue on in a message I began sharing yesterday, what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church today. And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, I don't know how it is in your area, but in where I live in southwestern Idaho, the media community surrounding, it's very encouraging to see pastors coming together from various denominations and in weekly prayer, praying for revival within their churches and for the community. And beloved, this is what the Holy Spirit is speaking to the church today, that it is time for us to arise from the dust, O captive daughter of Zion, as Isaiah said in such a beautiful way, arise and sit down, arise from the dust, shake thyself from the dust, loose thyself from the bands about thy neck, and sit down, indicating a place of rest. We are already seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and that is a place of rest, ceasing from our own efforts, but knowing the power and the anointing God has administered to the Church of Jesus Christ. Everyone, the youngest believer walks in that same kind of authority as soon as they recognize it, as they acknowledge it. God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't choose people just because they are so educated and so gifted. He loves us individually. He's placed varying giftings within each one of us, but everyone has a calling and a ministry that no one else can fulfill. And so in order to have this revival, and it starts on an individual level, brother and sister, we can't expect that a church is just going to explode and there's going to be tremendous revival. If that happens, it's only because we haven't seen behind the scenes or have seen the hours of prayer and intercession. Perhaps in some place we know historically, people prayed for years to see revival. And so we have to be faithful to what God has called us to do, but God will work in channels where vessels, where individual saints have humbled themselves and yielded to Him. And I would expect that some churches are going to be surprised to find God passing them by. We must humble ourselves for Him to come. And many people are too well satisfied with their own goodness, with their own spirituality. They have little faith or interest, really, truly, in the salvation of others. They just really want to be blessed and have the things that concern them, their friends and loved ones blessed, and God will humble them by passing them by. The Spirit is breathing prayer through us, through His yielded vessels, for a mighty general outpouring. Beloved, whether or not you can hear or receive it, great things are coming. And we, as a church body, as the body of Christ, we are to pray for others. We're to pray for churches and their pastors, and the Lord will visit those willing to yield to Him. The Lord is preparing to visit and to deliver His people once more. There's a growing call for the ministry of the intercessor. Hear what Isaiah said in the 59th chapter of Isaiah, verse 16. And this is referring to the Lord. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness is sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as with a cloak. And we know that the Lord indeed is coming again, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Jesus will return. And it says in verse 18, according to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands he will repay recompense. And I can't stop there. Verse 19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Praise God. I can't stop. And 20 says, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. Did you hear that? Unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob. Beloved, God is searching the hearts of his people. What was the point of what I was sharing? Isaiah 59 and 16 declares, he saw there was no one to intercede. Ezekiel 22 and 30 states, and I searched for a man among them who should build up the wall and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. Oh, beloved, the Spirit of God is reaching out to us. He's laying an invitation before us. Will we pray? Will we accept that commission to stand as an intercessor for our land, for our nation, for the people of God, for the souls of men to be saved? That's what Paul spoke to Timothy. I would that you pray always for men to be saved, for those in authority, that we could lead quiet and peaceable lives. Beloved, God has always sought a humble people. Martin Luther, the great reformer, wrote, when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ says, repent, he means that the whole life of believers on earth should be a constant and perpetual repentance and sorrow. That is, true repentance endures as long as a man is displeased with himself. And we could never come to the place of being fully self-satisfied. What does the scripture say? To him that thinks that he stands, let him take heed lest he fall. The desire, and I'm still quoting now, the desire for self-justification is the cause of all the distresses of the heart. Beloved, we want to justify ourselves. We must continually strive to walk in the Spirit. We live in the Spirit. Let us walk in the Spirit. Let the actions of our lives, our behavior, the meditations of our heart be acceptable to him. And there's always, beloved, a need of heart preparation in humility and separation before God can consistently come. That's what God is waiting for us to respond to the wooing of the Holy Spirit to come just as we are. Are we perfect? Are there areas of need in our own lives? Of course there are, but we need to come to him just as we are and pour out our hearts before him, asking God to revive us again. Times of refreshing, it says in Acts, I don't remember the exact passage, but it says times of refreshing will come when we turn our hearts to the Lord, when there is repentance. That's what God wants to do. He wants to revive you and me personally in an individual way, and that revival fire will spread. We first have to take authority over that which we are responsible for, and that is our own lives. You can't do it for your husband. You can't do it for your wife. You can't do it for your children. But you must come to the Lord and say, Lord, revive me now. Praise God. The depth of any outpouring of God will be determined by the spirit of repentance that is obtained. Have you noticed? Have you felt a dissatisfaction with things as they are? Are you experiencing, and I'll use the word hunger for lack of a better word, but a hunger to seek God and an expectancy in the Spirit that there are great things about to happen in the church and in your life. I'll tell you right now, some have been so discouraged and depressed because of the work of the enemy that you've lost sight of that. You've really just let the problems of your life crowd out and drown out that sense of hope and expectation that God is going to move. And I want to stop right now. I want to come against those lying spirits that come against you to make you feel that it's not going to get any better, that you've heard about all these marvelous promises of God and revival, but it seems so far off. And right now, Father, I come to you in behalf of your people, those who have been so beat down and so discouraged and so oppressed by the lies of the enemy. I come against those lying spirits in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that your word says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven, you would forgive their sin, and you would heal their land. And so, Father, we call out to you that you will give us a spirit of repentance, that you would cause revival to come into our individual hearts and lives, that we as a people may come into such a unity that we will cry out, that we can see revival spread across our land, that it will move in the lives of our loved ones, our loved ones, our families, our churches, and that there will be a unity and a love expressed in the body of Christ such as we have never ever known. I thank you for it, Lord. I praise you for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Spirit is restoring the spirit of prayer to the church, and the Lord is touching lives more and more to be obedient to that longing of our inner man. And I'd like to think that a time is coming when God's church will become what it should be in love and in unity, and that perhaps the doors will never be closed or locked. Like the temple of old, it'll always be open. I remember when I was unsaved, I was close to accepting Jesus. I was so hungry, and I actually went around to churches. I didn't even know what I was doing. I tried to get in the doors. They were locked. I couldn't get in. However, the Holy Spirit is moving on us, and I believe the Spirit is moving in the church to heal division. And there's no division in a true Pentecost, neither in true worship. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I pray you can join me tomorrow. I invite you to write and share your needs. There may be specific areas of prayer. There's power in agreement, beloved. I invite you to write. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. If you email, I'll confirm your receipt of your email. I will pray, but I will give, if you need greater minister, I ask you to include your mailing address so that I may respond more fully to you because of time constraints. I love you. Thank God for you. Pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.